We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from Baal HaSulam's letters, letter 45. We're mentioning that you can ask questions live through Kab.TV. Relevant questions will be aired. Letter 45 from Baal HaSulam's letters. To the appreciated students, may they live long. I'm now preparing myself to go back home, and I desire to find you ready and prepared to listen to the word of the Creator properly. For now, I'm ashamed of blank, who are important. They were the selected of the group, and now, who knows, maybe three dots comes closer to me more than them. As over time, some get closer to the study and to the group, and some went farther away, so this is what he's talking about. As it says, you desired for the batuchot and not just knowledge. When you attain the confidence, all the wisdom of the worlds, the upper ones and the lower ones, they don't need this attainment, but a pure heart that is already despised in the eyes of self-love and is completely dedicated to the Creator's name. Therefore, he did well by not being impressed by what they did and them canceling him, because he lacks the cunningness. But his heart shall rise in the path of the Creator, because the great and the little belong there. And what can I do with three dots, that he wants to study everything from me, besides the matter of lowliness, because that is not comfortable for him at all. And I am not satisfied that it is good, because his face is like Winkler. Winkler was one of the people that was very in Jerusalem, that was very famous for his ugly face. So this is why he says his face is ugly as Winkler. Until I am certain that he wasn't ashamed to write to me, and I thought for him that he should allocate a big part of his time to deal with that. But I don't intend to be like the lowly ones who look for lowliness, because that is even worse than pride itself. Because who is to swear with a rock for a rock? Of course, one should believe that there is gold, but he should believe that all the creatures are as matter in the hands of the Creator. What's important is not what qualities one has and how one judges others. But how one judges others. That is just what he is given from above. And he should not be angry at the wicked, but he should have mercy at them, no less than the kind of mercy he has for himself. And as long as he didn't merit the upper mercy, how will he know to discern and to when to be angry, and so on? With everything that has to do with spiritual work, one has to accept things the way they are, as facts. Me and how I'm structured, the society and how they are structured, Everything here is a given. Each and every moment that the Creator designs that for me. And I just have to find the proper connection between me and others in every moment. Between me and myself and between me and others. Each and every moment, just detect my relation with me and myself and me and the others. And not to get angry, get mad at the qualities that I find in me or in others, but only with respect to the situation, whether the ideal situation that I describe is getting closer to me or moving away from me. In our world, with respect to man's engagements, if I'm not for myself, then who will be for me? I have to examine everything and see what is and what's not. In spirituality, everything is given already. I only have to determine my attitude to it. This means that the will to receive of the creature and the will to bestow of the Creator already exist. Everything is structured, designed. What I have to add is only the intention. That's it. Like the father whose two sons are sick, God forbid, and one has the money to pay for medicine and the other one doesn't. Obviously, the father's heart has more mercy for the son that doesn't have the money to buy the remedy. Because one who has the money will seek medicine and then can get cured. And one who will not do that, the father's mercy for him is breaking his heart. So why are you canceling your brother that way, who has the face of Winkler, and you're angry at the world who appreciate him more than you? I think he deserves respect more than you, and it is simple, because that's the nature of the world. Although he didn't see, his fortune saw, and this can be understood. From 3 points, I was told that he finished with me with these engagements because I burdened him too much. And he came to London to visit me without asking me. And even a baby that runs away from school knows that sitting next to the table of your Rav and playing with the secrets of the Torah and the higher secrets is more appreciated than engaging in the paths of his Rav with lowly things from which he cannot draw anything but huge troubles without being able to pray, even as a simple person with the literal, with the interpretation of the words. And I answer with no questions that whoever deals with me that way, when he is thirsty and anxious and longing, I can do a lot of good with him. And what will he do with me when I will be able to bring him closer under the wings of the divinity? Because then he may think in his heart that the Creator only spoke through Moses, and my nation spoke to the Creator too. Questions? He's talking about an issue of lowliness that the student wanted to learn anything. The student wanted to learn anything from him besides that matter. Yes, the student wanted to just be next to him instead of doing what his Rav is telling him. Meaning the student chooses states in which he feels respect or honor or any kind of benefit in his vessels. He doesn't understand that although these things may bring him corporal respect or honor or benefit, in spirituality it may be different. In spirituality, he may deal with something lowly or something that doesn't look important, but according to what his Rav tells him to do. So if the student chooses what he wants to do or not to do, then of course he's not in the correct situation.
That's how it is with each and every student. Each and every person. These are very delicate things which always change in a person. He finds justification for himself this way or that. Just to place oneself in the status of the immediate, as we say, this middle of the scales, this truly the middle point. To say that now I'm definitely half obligated, half the opposite, like in this form where I am independent of myself, that doesn't matter what I do, I'm only doing what the upper one is requesting and what's important for him, not what's important for me, even more so. Bala Sulam writes about the chosen from the friends. There's a question about society. Who are the better ones from the group? They're all equal. Everyone is equal among the friends. Not everyone is equal just like that. Who told you this? No. You are all friends between you, and this you are equal in the connection between of you, that you want to be equal. You're also not equal, but you want to be. Because in the society, in unity, there's no way that one can be greater or more than the other. Everyone gives, let's say, his 100%. So even the one may be the heart, or the throat, or the mind, or the leg, everyone giving his 100%, he's equal to all the others. As we learn about in the article, Peace in the World, we don't take into account what comes to us from above, where this guy is wiser, this guy is wittier, this guy is quicker. We take into account only a person's efforts, how much that person, in his unique manner, he can give according to what he is capable. In this, everyone is equal. Not from what's coming from the side of the Creator, and where his soul has exited from, has come from, or not how much he is successful or unsuccessful in the group, how much he appears next to the others from the side. Maybe he's not so successful. Maybe he's also lazy, not so wise, but maybe internally in his efforts he's much greater than the others in his efforts, that maybe they are wiser and seeming more successful and brighter. We have to take these things into account. We don't understand it for the meantime. We must take this as a given. That's how we must think. So in the group, we need to yearn for this. It doesn't matter how a person appears. In the end, we accept him because he does his efforts in 100%. And in this, he's equal. He's called equal. A friend is an equal. And if we're speaking not towards the group, if we're speaking towards
towards himself,
there is a check towards others where they're equal and where they're unequal. His attitude towards them and his opportunity to give them advancement equally, of course. How can there be some protection plan in spirituality? but in this relative manner. There are those he gives more, and he forgives them, and he holds them, he supports them more than some of the others, the friends, because he sees their efforts more, but he also sees the root of their soul. Their general role. Maybe he's here is complete wicked because his role is very high. So he has to be assisted more and he has to be put up with more. What can he do? This is his manner for correcting himself. There is another question from the U.S. Continuing this, do I have to accept my state as fate that's revealed to each one in his spiritual path? We spoke about this just a few minutes ago. A person is not allowed to take into account what he has given to him from every state. Who am I? What am I? What's my society? What's this world? The world is worth nothing. I'm worth nothing. This is not for you. This is not your engagement. You don't understand these things. What is upon you in the worst states, the less so, you must determine the connection that you want between you and your environment. That's it. Don't pay attention to anything else that's occurring. People may put you down doing things for and against. You have ascents and descents. Whatever may be, whatever happened a moment ago doesn't exist anymore. Whatever is now before me, that I have to do. Future, I don't know. It's not important to me. The future is built from the present. That's it. So you don't have so much here to get confused. If you don't open up your mind, that you're like looking, that you think you're wise and you're seeing things very far. You must determine in every point, in every place, what's important. The Creator, the person who's adhered to Him, the group that assists us, the books, the Torah that assists us, the path, yes, we must arrange the goal and the means to reach it. And besides this order in every moment that we have to do, nothing. This is called work of the Creator. Alexander Sankov from Russia is asking, is this connection between me and the group the ideal state that I must yearn for my spiritual advancement? The ideal state is that a person wants to reveal his connection with the others, this general first force of bestowal called the Creator. I didn't understand what he writes here about the father with his two sick sons. That's not so bad. We'll continue. You'll understand later on. He gives a few topics here. We're continuing from the letter. Because the whole meaning of the respect and fear and the comparison to the Creator is said in the mainly about this time that one has already attained in the clothing of the Holy Divinity and within one's heart for eternity. Because you need to believe that the engagements of the body of your Rav, they are truly the engagements of the soul. As our sages have said, the student who's not said, rather, is formed. He's teaching that it's greater its use than its study. He's explaining to us here about Yeshua, that, you know, Moses, in Joshua. Moses had a place within the camp, or he taught some people there. He also had Yitro would come to him. Jethro, his father-in-law, he taught him as well. We'll understand why Jethro, who is taught about the rules of Israel and the Creator, what connection did he have from this? He was some priest. Uh, we have the whole matter of Mishpatim which come from this. So Moses had like this academy, this place of study where he taught these great ones, the heads of the nation, how they can later on manage the nation. The nation was divided. Yes, the nation was divided then to thousands, hundreds, tens, and so on. Besides this, we also had these division of the tribes. So when Moses passed away, Joshua was revealed instead of him. Before this, Moses passed on to Joshua the whole role, how to be the continuer of the holy the devoted leader, that this correction of receiving an intention to bestow. They attained here these 40 connections with Bina. So they're saying that Joshua didn't learn with those same wise ones who would sit and study with Moses. Rather, he assisted him. He did a lot of circulation, you know, and what? He arranged there all the different benches. I don't know, maybe he gave out coffee. Doesn't matter. In short, he worked without mind, but rather an adhesion and service. This thing is very much known because in spirituality it's called that a person lowers his mind, cancels himself, and adheres himself to the upper chap, as we learn. By being adhered to the upper chap, which is called the body of his Rav, and this, if he cancels himself towards the goof, the upper achap, so the upper one begins to raise him higher, and he begins to attain the Gagalta Enaim, the head of the upper one, his sensation, his mind. That's how we advance in spirituality. And against this, we have such examples and processes of spirituality. From this we have this whole relations between the teacher and the student, as explained at the end of the article for the end of the Zohar, that if the student fulfills what his teacher is requesting of him, mainly as with Joshua for the needs of circulation, his entire spiritual advancement is here, because it's not by study, rather by the canceling of self, where then the higher degree gives you this spiritual ascent. Continuing from Ki, because the student by his Rav needs to be in this true cancellation, in the full meaning of the word, because then he's uniting with him and can operate in his direction. It's impossible for the student to be adhered in the soul of his Rav, being that it's above his attainment, as was written to me, which it is believed that the body of the righteous is great as the soul of the other. And even that he did not hear what he spoke himself, because he finished with, in any place, he agrees with my traveling to America, and so on. And if he would listen what was said, he would not agree so much in simplicity. Also, although this is the truth, which the body of the true righteous, it is great just as much as the soul, which the righteous, the holy upper ones, are privileged with. And thus, I wish you should be privileged to adhere in the aspect of my body, and then it'll be sure to see your world and your life. He's, of course, not meaning with his body, meaning his spiritual vessel, in its entirety, rather at least that same part that he can show towards the lower one to adhere to him. It's spoken about here, of course, about a very small part of his body, his vessel. You know, Baal HaSulam has truly an infinite vessel, but a small part of this vessel he lowers down in order to equalize with the lower one, so the lower one can adhere with him. As we learn, you know, you have the womb towards the thickness of root that we have to cancel before it. We have the breasts towards the thickness of the first degree that we can cancel towards, and so on. In Inika, in Sakalik. So each time there is this matchment between the upper one, who knows who that is, in infinity, and us, through all these degrees, or one lowers himself to a higher degree and gives us some small part to also be tied to him. Let's say the big wise father, you know, he plays with the baby and these games on the baby's level. He gives him the opportunity to adhere to him. That's how we must understand that the upper one does towards us.
We also have to find the achap of the upper level with which we can equalize. This is called the guf, or the body of the upper one. I don't really understand the matter of nullifying before. Where does the lower one completely nullify himself? Where does he operate his mind in order to grow? He needs to operate his mind in order to grow as he nullifies before the upper one. Well, what are you laughing? I'm telling you seriously. Without your mind, you can't nullify yourself. You need to have a great mind in order to see how nature cunningly designs all kinds of spins and wisdoms and philosophies in order for you to get confused with, and how wise it makes you, sort of, quote unquote, in order to really detect the true state that you're not even a baby with respect to the upper level, and that only nullifying yourself above reason can give you the ability to hold on to the upper level. And without it, you have no chance to ascend, because that is the ladder of all the degrees. This is how the relation between the Potsufim is structured from Tzimtzum Bet. And without Tzimtzum Bet, without the chap of the upper one falling into the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one would have no way to ascend. This is the whole matter of the three lines and the middle line, our work. It's only that. I have to find a chap of the upper one. If I don't find him, then I have no upper level. Then I'm just like an animal wandering the field. What does it mean in practice, practically, finding the upper level? Look for it. What can I tell you? It's not in any physical place, obviously. It's not for us, it's easier, because after we take an example from Baal HaSulam and Wabash with respect to dissemination and the structure of the group, if we carry out these things, you already somewhat adhered, attached to the upper one, at least to that extent. Later, we'll see how to increase that. Is there a difference between nullifying yourself in the wisdom of Kabbalah and nullifying yourself in other things? For instance, I remember you were talking about a Sufi teacher that spoke about his students, that they nullify before him. Oh yeah, we were there with Aviu and with Senka, I think, in England. We visited some highly appreciated Sufi. He has a house in some sort of a windmill or something. So we had to drive a long time to get to him. And I don't know if he's still alive or not, because when we visited him, he was very old and very ill already. So he had a servant there. It was an English man, around the age of 30 or 35, 40, not really young. And it was felt like he was there serving him, you know, at his feet all the time. So we spoke to that Sufi guy, and he said things that literally sounded very close to how we were talking. So I told him that I had a teacher and he died, and now I have no teacher and I'm looking for a teacher. That's what I told him, so he will, you know, kind of accept me better. So he said, okay, if you want to learn from me, then you have to come to me, you have to serve me and love me with your heart and soul completely, you know, as simple as that. I don't remember exactly the words he said. Maybe the other guys remember of you. Senka, Chaim, you weren't there? Someone with a camera was there with us, right? Shai? So he said correctly. He said correctly. It depends what he has, that's a question. But this is something that is true. In any situation, you want to learn something from someone. You have to nullify before them. But even if you want to learn spirituality, even this kind of spirituality, even if it's not really the exalted real type of spirituality, that it's the type of spirituality that is on the level of what we call sacred, still inanimate. But that's also a question, not exactly. Anyway, you still need that act of nullification. It's nature. It's all over the world, and it's just reality. It's not something that has to do with Kabbalah or with Jewish tradition or anything like that. It has to be there. There's a master, there's a higher level. It's not a teacher at school. That's the concept. There is nothing greater in our world than the concept of a teacher, because it is someone who exists in two levels, existing on your level deliberately and on his level, so that he allows you to ascend. Without him, you stay like an animal. You have no other way to succeed. There is no other method. There is no chance to succeed. Even they know it, the Sufis. They unconsciously, this is how it works. And it's something that works in many methods, because it's nature. And if I'm going to study chemistry or quantum physics even, shouldn't I nullify before the teacher? Can I say, no, what are you talking about? It's not like that. No, you have to learn what they know and go after them. You can examine them, test what they say, please. But first you have to acquire what they have. No, but it somehow contradicts him. How can I contradict him if I nullify before him? No, after you like him. You're not contradicting him. You're contradicting the level you've reached in order to attain a higher one. What is the higher one? Before whom do I nullify now? Then you discover a higher level. It's the same teacher, but he already has a different name maybe. Instead of David, now it's called Joseph. Instead of Joseph, now it's something else. So if I try to organize the process, you always nullify before the upper one. That's it. You always nullify before the upper level, and every time you discover that the upper level is is the great one that ties you to a higher level. That's why it's called a teacher. And the higher level you rise to by him is called the creator. You understand? Your ego doesn't want to listen. This is me. Right? This is Achab of the upper level. That's Galgalta and Naim of the upper level. That's altogether my teacher. And this is my creator. That's how I rise. If I don't nullify myself, he can't raise me, and then I don't reach the Creator. And the ladder of the levels doesn't change. That's how it's going to happen all the time. So that level, degree that gives me the ascent to the Creator is called a teacher, or call it a shepherd, or a guide. Whatever. How does he show you the way? How does he guide you? He gives me qualities, his qualities, and I need to structure my qualities correspondingly. And then, when I match him, that means that I go after him, that he shows me the path. He shows me the path through his 613 desires. He shows me how to arrange, how to fix my 613 desires. Then I'm not wandering around in the field. Shai from North Israel is asking, how do you do this nullification through the internet? It doesn't have to do with the internet or anything else. It doesn't belong to this. No connection. If a person listens to what the teacher tells him to do with respect to dissemination, the group, the study, and he nullifies before the reason of the teacher or the opinion of the teacher, and he tries to understand what he's thinking and carry that out with all his devotion and dedication, that means that he's doing it. And it doesn't matter where he is that much. He doesn't get it from the body of the teacher that way. He gets it from that line, that pipeline hose he creates through his nullification. It could be people that I physically don't know, that I have no communication with. It doesn't matter. But they take these things and follow them devotedly, and that's it. Because we're talking about the middle level, the mediating level between me and the Creator, the level that arranges your ascent to the Creator. When you rise to a higher level, then your Creator will be on a higher level and your teacher will be on a higher level too. This is called the lower one, the upper one, and the upper of the upper one. That's what we learn. Where is our whole reality? It's where we have the souls, Zon, Abba Ve'ima. Towards us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Zeranpin, and the final general correction is called Arichanpin. That's it. This is the all the rungs of the ladder. So, a teacher is a higher level than yours. That's it. With this, we will think what we should do, and in the meantime, move on to the second part. Second part of the lesson from the writings of Bala Sura. Mashiach et kulam
שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו חירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.